Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our new emissions that we can give maybe a name, Raïs. Maybe the resource...
mobilization update.
Update. Okay, let's go for that. Good morning, everybody. We are Friday 5 June. And we speak about maybe you can remind us about the raison d'être of the resource mobilizations service.
Yeah, so the raison d'être is basically that there are a lot of people with a lot of great ideas in Oroville, and many of them need some help, and especially in mobilizing resources, and it has been mainly focusing on cash, on funds. We're basically trying to figure out how to make that operate more smoothly. So we're building a fundraising ecosystem.
Oh, very nice, very nice. And why it is ad hoc? Because there was no group before, there was one group before.
There was a fundraising cell and a resource mobilization group with Karel and Hemant and Frederik, and they closed it down. Yeah. And...
There is still some money inside the world.
There is, yeah, yeah. So in the last news and notes, it was mentioned that there's about 10 lakhs that was still there to fundraising.
Yeah.
Right now, that is with the FAMC.
Okay. So the.
So are you not recognized by the FAMC?
Not yet.
And
no.
How will you go about getting recognized?
So we applied... First, we thought that we want to be a service, so we applied to the BCC to be part of the central fund or a central service.
City service.
City service, thank you. Yeah. City service.
Yeah.
And but now we read in the news and notes that there's this money at the FMC, so we applied to the FMC. So let's see.
You applied for what? To be recognized or to get the money to manage with this 9 lakh?
Yeah, both.
Oh, okay. So you wrote a mail?
Yes.
You are waiting after the answer?
Yes.
Okay. This is a first step, Madame Renaud.
Yep.
Yeah. So we would like also to have, now that we know that you will go to be more recognized like an official group, we hope that you will become that. We will see maybe with the RIS, maybe if in case. We would like to have more precisions about what exactly are the three functions of your request.
No? Yeah,
your
sure.
Service, yeah.
Sure,
so,
sure.
There is Tarenti, you and Marika.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does Tarenti, what does each one of you, and why it is important for each function of this service?
Right, okay. So basically what we try to map the whole process from, you know, when somebody has a great idea to finally when they've received the money and, you know, they're happy and the donor is happy.
Okay.
And there are different steps in between. The first step is actually research. So Tarenti has been doing a lot of research on all different kinds of donors and foundations, and you know, who is eligible to give, who are eligible to ask for.
Yeah.
So this is
to have a global picture about who don't give money. In fact,
yes.
Or are the donors possible?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and how to reach them, and if they
so
have deadlines.
So you try to do that by category: education,
yes.
Social,
health,
you have already this
agriculture.
First,
yes.
You have already this figure.
This figure. Well, we have a rough.
Means when you did research, you must have already.
Yeah, we have a 50 or something like that
okay.
Foundations that we could approach.
Yeah.
And for example, with crowdfunding, we have this global giving, but there are more portals that are coming up. So that's also you need to continuously do your research because the donor scene landscape changes.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah.
So this is one function.
Oh, this is a talented job.
Yes.
Research about
keep
that.
An eye out for Oroville Radio also, because we are always in case you come across people who love to fund
communication. And,
we will not forget you.
Sure, definitely.
Not.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So one of the things that's really exciting
so
that's happening there.
Research about who are the donor. This is one function, it's one job.
Yes.
Okay.
So the exciting thing which happening there in terms of update is that we're talking with Suresh and Manoj to actually make a searchable donor database that other people who have previously received funding can put their donor if they want into that database. So it can be easily searchable for us. Yeah. So, for example, your radio will just type in radio and floop, there'll be five donors.
Well, simple like that, because I don't want to become a cyber engineer in order to get $10 for my...
tell me a little bit, because I also understood that Marika is part of your team and she had some expertise in this area. What expertise does she bring?
Yeah, so she's really good at due diligence and so reviewing all the projects that come to us. So we actually had a meeting with the project coordination group last Monday, and they also see themselves really focusing on review and assessing projects. So Marika, the way that we see it happening, will work with them
review.
On review. Yeah. And then what I'll be doing is when people come and so, for example, you get feedback on your project, they say, hey, well, this is not really clear. Or you know, did you think about collaborating with somebody else?
You follow some the project.
Yeah, I do capacity building or training.
Okay.
For example, how to write a good budget, you know, how to think clearly through your strategy, your theory of change. And so forth. So based on the review, we want to offer a training package on how to do fundraising and how to do project management.
Okay, good. But first, you need to do that for yourself. First, you need to have to be recognized by Rovell to get the maintenance, because if I understood well, nobody has a maintenance. Our team maintenance will be finished in this month.
That's
she
true.
Has to go to the human resources,
resources
team
for the resource
to ask for 2 or 3 months. So this is the reality. Now, because me, I want to speak, because, you know, I'm very touched about the gap between project and the reality that we confront in daily life.
Yeah.
You guys, you have no maintenance. You are working to create a service, and there is a kind of emergency for all our service to have some help like that.
Yeah.
And so we need to take that.
Usually in Oracle, there's a kind of, you know, you have to prove that you're useful before they give you a budget. I mean, the radio is around for 10 years, and just the fact that it's been around for so long, maybe that's why we finally got a budget.
Yeah, but correct. But, you know, maybe you are new, but us, we are very old. And we need you guys like that.
No, but I think...
To help us.
So I think it'll both go together. I think probably you'll get some support as support... Or as the project becomes effective.
Now, me, when I say support, okay, now I change my casket, and now I speak in terms of Portus Water coordinator, no? Or Abriu, the problem of Abriu. No?
Yeah.
There is 3 services. Mm. Suddenly, for each service, nobody knows that they have different statute.
Mm.
You see the complexity, and you don't know if you have to do fundraising for one service, one by one, or if you have to do the same after. You say stupid, because we will got the same problem of infrastructure, so you cannot ask 3 times the money for infrastructure. So there is this kind of a new approach of how to fundraise the service area. So it will be a good exercise for you, not only to see how we help for individual projects or semi-public projects, but completely to create what we can say free public service, how we find fund. This is what we need, because us, we have to take care of the autumn of the emergency. Autumn, we have to confront that. We have no time, like Kailash was the same, or Radha was saying the same. You have not only to be nurse, but you have to take care of the accountability, but you have to make a project for your ambulance. So that is a lot of work. So us, service, that's why we support that, and we say, yes, we need to create a resource mobilization service, because the raison d'être of this is to help all the people coordinator in charge of different services of the project to facilitate, to coordinate, and to make an approach of global visions. No? That's why for the service area, I will come to you non-stop to say, hey, where I have to go to knock the door for that? If there is emergency money that I need for the moment we are doing the fence, how to finance that? Okay? When one of the services is even not recognized like a service, like solar service is not so. You see, so there is a problem like that, that it will give the reality of the. We need to explain to the donors the reality of the finance and the economy between us in order to be correct how we ask money, why we ask money.
Yeah.
Why are we asking money when I say that there is all injustice in terms of development? So how I will ask people, please give us money to us, when they know that there is already a different cliché about gap between rich people and poor people and stuff like that. So this is the problem you will have to confront, no?
Yeah. So also, the good that you're talking about, who is going to give the money? So the fourth function which is there is actually donor relationship management.
Correct.
So
you call that like that?
Once somebody is giving you the money, they need to also understand what's happening with the money.
No. So first, why they will give me money?
Yeah, because your interest and their interest are aligned. You know, you need to find somebody who is on the same page and who shares the same priorities and that somebody, you know, might have the money but might not have the time to come and do it, and you, yeah, you know, have the time but you don't have the money.
So you need
that's
to
a
do
good
now,
match.
We
like a matchmaker.
You. Okay, so you are Mr. Cyber from the team, no? Okay, so we need to create now an emergency fund, okay, for the service, because we need to do that. I suppose we can have what we call co-financements, no, I suppose. So there is some project, you will need to have money, maybe a little bit, 10% what you request from the government.
Yeah.
Maybe you can have 20% of your request
from companies and
so
from individuals.
So you will prepare stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So in 2 weeks, it's possible that you will...
To get all the money?
Not that. Into it, because we don't want too much blah blah in the radio with different voices, but
yeah,
different actions. We are, yeah, I know that you are an activist. We have been activists. So let's go. In 2 weeks, it will be possible to give me, for example, for the service, first figure, how many doors I need to do technically. We start by Auroville. Okay? So for the moment, when I go, if I don't know, you know where I go when I don't know? I go just near in the financial service, I go to see Ratnam or Otto, I say, often it's Ratnam, Ratnam, where I need to go, what I have to do, you tell me,
yeah,
send a mail to the FMC, ABCC.
Yeah.
You did that, correct?
So I don't know how far we'll get in 2 weeks, but I think it will take some research, actually. I don't have a clear picture of, you know, what are all the resources in Auroville and which door to tap.
So I have an idea. You know,
Taranti knows a lot more people than I do.
Look, who is there? Madame Renaud. She works for Art Service. You are doing fundraising for Art Service, correct?
Yeah, that's part of the thing that Art Service does, yes.
So how it work? Did you are in contact with this new resource mobilization service or not?
No, I'm sure we will be at the moment where Auroville Art Service is writing a project, as we received the request to write a large project for the 50th anniversary. So we're trying to do that, and Krishna has created some drafts, and we're trying to do it around some themes like housing, water, energy, and things like
that.
So
you know, they know already that we have money for the 50th.
No, we have no idea, but we are preparing for it in case it should come.
So, in case it should come,
help it to come.
So, I propose that Taranti take contact with Madame Renaud, and you guys, you start to prepare all your pending list.
So, wait a minute, Wazana, I'm going to ask Heise a few questions. So, since we spoke last week, what has happened since then? Have more projects come in?
Thank you. So I did bring my list of projects that we're working on. Of course, there is the project of the three services moving to the service area, and then the related project of asbestos remediation, of which there was another radio interview. Then another few things we're working on. One is the elderly revalidation home. So they want to build a space next to ARCA. Unfortunately, that seems to be stuck on a land issue between the ARCA and the road and the park.
Okay, so the location has to be worked out, but it's clear to everybody that the need is definitely pressing.
Yeah, definitely. There are already a number of people that signed up for that, and they want to move there once it materializes. And what we've been suggesting them is to explore working with companies that they source things from, like beds or oxygen tanks. Or you know, whatever, make a list of all the things that you need to manifest your project, and see who are the people that could actually help you.
Excellent.
With those.
So you mean even the school, like perhaps for the art department, approach Camel Industries in India and try and buy more bulk for all the school supported activities that Auroville
totally.
And its bioregion does. Have often thought that that was very much lacking.
Yeah. So, for example, Wellpaper does that with they have a deal with some
the
printing
Hindu,
agency that also gives them the paint and the glue. So I think when we talk about in-kind and resource mobilization, it doesn't only have to be within Auroville. We can do a lot of in-kind donations also with companies. So that's what we're exploring with the elderly care home. Then another project is Upcycling Studio. So Mark and Oak, they just got a space in Udavi. They're opening it on the 15th of July. There'll be a grand gala opening launch. And it's a studio for converting premium waste. We've identified this term, premium waste.
Premium.
It's clean, it's usable, like Tetra Pak, you know, making it into walls for houses or furniture. Or videotapes, making it into fashion accessories. So again, what they need is stuff. They need, you know, things to make shelves rather than money. They want to you want to upcycle things to make their studio, as it's an upcycling studio. And then two more projects that are also we're working with through Unlimited Tamanado. One is working with the Gypsy Kids on the dump in Pondi. And he wants to actually go for crowdfunding to fund for a van that could deliver education to the kids even when they're not at home because they're nomadic.
Who is running that project?
So we call him Gypsy John.
Okay.
Gypsy John is a good title for the song, this.
Yeah.
Mr. Gypsy John.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's interesting links also between the projects. Like Upcycling Studio wants to work with waste, and the Gypsy Kids live in waste, and they also make art. And so we're actually trying to see if they could have a combined project. And another one combining is Gopi. I don't know if you know Gopi. Used to work with Pichandikulam. He started a unit working on sustainable tourism, and he also wants to train, for example, Gypsy Kids on, you know, involving in tourism, like giving a tour of Pondi. This is apparently something.
Some videos,
actually, they would be good for wildlife instead of hunting it if they could be guided into getting an income from spotting and taking tourists down to because they're quite good at tracking. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, and they've been using those skills to destroy the wildlife that we've been trying to protect. So that would be really nice.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, tourism is really interesting, also in terms of resource mobilization, because you can then attract people who have money and time and skills and networks, and if they've experienced something real life firsthand, they're much more likely to support it afterwards.
We need to control this kind of tourism also, no? It's a green tourism, you call that, no?
Yeah, green, eco, agri, impact, social.
It's already a little bit controlled by the fact that you have to walk through mulus and climb down a canyon and all. So it's already for people who are quite passionate about the environment and wildlife.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And then, one more is called Shristi Village. They work with intellectually disabled people trying to help them build an independent life. Yeah. And one of the recent developments is that they're forming a farm academy to help people with intellectual disabilities from rural areas actually become really good at a rural skill, like dairy or mushroom or beekeeping, and therefore build an independent livelihood for themselves. Okay. So for them, we actually advised to look at companies in the region. So Sidrapet region, there are a lot of, you know, manufacturing happening. So if any of those want to adopt their project. So this is not CSR for big, you know, Wipro, Infosys, Tata type companies, but local companies.
Yeah, micro local.
Yeah, good, exactly.
Okay. There is a new one that you can add, maybe is the security funds project. So how to finance our security, what kind of approach we can do. We know that more we have contact with the village, so it will help all to create this new relations, no, for everybody. So, okay, 7 projects that they are in the tube.
I would love to suggest a bunch of projects, but we need people who would love to carry them out.
Yeah.
One would be to encourage organic farming by helping to create distribution outlets and marketing within Oroville, the bioregion, and in Pondicherry, etc. I'd love to see a fire truck eventually and a fire team coming up.
Me have another project also. It's Global Total Art Expressions, no?
Well, that's because already that project is being written.
No, yeah, they are written by these people, but I don't trust them.
So that's wonderful, Heis. So you will keep us informed and updated not only of the projects that come in, but also of the successes, hopefully, that you achieve?
Yeah. So it doesn't really happen overnight. Like this 2-week deadline, I think, is a little ambitious. Especially as we don't have resources ourselves.
So let's go to Kiev. What is the same for the radio here? we decide to do two approach. Mm. One is the ideal approach that you just speak about. Another one is never to forget what's happening in our daily life, your own difficulty in terms of finance, how to find your fund for your family. And we need to see that because we need to go on this double approach. Mm. Okay? So, thank you, everybody. Let's go for next week. We do the same. Next Friday, we will speak about capital, finance. Of course, if you are rich, you are poor. We are all one family. And we will try to create a new finance of gift finance, economy of kind. And maybe we have another guest, one friend will come if you want to invite Yves.
Sounds great.
Correct. So yeah. Next week, we say with Yves.
Okay.
Okay, we will speak about what? About...
It's all in French and therefore really complicated.
He doesn't speak English. What? He doesn't speak English.
All these technical words like cell, I think in French it's cell. It's a système économie libre.
Oui, I know all this kind of stuff. Okay. See you. Bye bye. Thank you, Hayes. See you next time.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Madame Renaud, to be our official technicians, Madame Multipurpose. And see you soon. Bye bye.
Bye.